Hey, welcome. This is Matt, Box of Cameras Podcast. Whoa. And we are on another ride-along episode. I'm out traveling on my bike, enjoying the first really nice weekend day of the year. Just a second here. Got some traffic and some wind to deal with. Coming on your left, you're good. That's a nice looking pup. So just passed a jogger with a Weimer on her, and I'm on a trail. Hopefully it's not too windy. But hey, I'm out doing a little photography, bike riding. I'm gonna have a couple beers here in a little bit. And just getting out and enjoying things. I was just shooting some of the last of my roll for the Frugal Film project. You're going to hear a lot about that over the next few days, I'm guessing. At least for me. So I'm out doing the last few shots of that. It's all going to be some close-up stuff. And it's all good. Right now I'm riding through the middle of a golf course. And it's always kind of cool. People on their golf carts looking at cyclists like we're nuts, and we return, they look right back at them. Hi. So a few people out on the bike trail. It's about not quite 70 degrees. A little bit of wind, nice little breeze. There's not a cloud in the sky. Everything is green, which, you know, if you've listened to me enough, you know, that alone makes me happy. I got a squeaky brake there. Driving through the golf course is, you know, some dude just used his foot wedge. Bye. So, what am I up to today? Like I said, I was shooting the rest of my Frugal Film project. Need to get that turned in about a week. Should have no trouble there. I'm looking forward to that. Like I said, shooting a lot of close-up. I put a close-up filter on the ends of my lens. And just need to break up my perspective a little bit. Hi. So I did that, feeling better, looking forward to trying some, see how these shots come out. That's really what I'm looking forward to. Now then, as far as today's journey travels, I have my trusty Minolta X700 around my neck as I'm pedaling down the road here, and it's loaded up with some Kodak Vision 250D, very expired. It's about a good 25 years old. Shooting this at I'm only shooting this at 125 ISO. It does well right in there. Gives me a good little bit of color shifting and whatnot. And I'm skipping down the hill. So I'm on the first part of this trail, and the only bad part is that it's pretty much all downhill for about 3 miles. Very gentle grade. And now I'm in a tunnel! Minolta X700, got the 45mm 1-2 MD Rockart X lens on it, a little bit wider. This is just a fantastic lens. It's not a 50mm, but it's a 45, which just gives you a little bit wider field of view. The lens itself is very sharp, renders colors great, and yet I'm using it on expired film. But I thoroughly enjoy it. It's one of my favorite lenses on one of my favorite cameras. So I'm just looking forward to having a good day here. And here we go, another tunnel. Okay, oh well, this will make me happy. There's a place where, I usually pull over here. I'm going to pull over real quick. And they've put a picnic table in here. This is one of my places where my buddies and I will stop and have a beer. And now we've got a place to sit. Now, when you're riding a recumbent trike, you always have a place to sit. So, for some folks, it'll be great. For me, let's turn this camera on, see what we got here. We're going to shoot at aperture priority, so really all I got to do is focus. It's bright. I could probably shoot it at 16. It should come in at about 100. This is saying 60. Let's see if I shoot it at f11. Puts me at 125. And take us a little shot right here, and bingo. Okay. Hi. And now I'm off again. So, somebody asked, you know, I'm going to be on the Negative Positives Film Photography podcast tomorrow. We're going to record. And somebody asked, you know, hey, how are you able to ride your bike and take photographs at the same time? And, well, you know, I'm riding a recliner with three wheels called a Cat Trike Expedition, which means I'm laying back with my head up. I have my Minolta X700 sort of sitting on my chest, my fat belly, just sitting there ready for me to use. So I've my head's up. I don't have to worry about balancing so much. Well, you can tip these things, but you got to kind of try. So I don't really worry so much about that. I just look around and kind of enjoy the scenery. It's springtime in Iowa, meaning the trees are still blossoming. That's not really the correct term. They're leafing out. The bud's breaking. So not all of them are fully leafed out. So still a lot of barren trees. And I guess I just never noticed there were so many dead trees in this little stretch. Oh, well. You know, I can sit back and look. I really don't even need hands just to steer, you know. My hands actually grip these steering handles. There's one on either side that attaches directly to the wheels, and the wheels are linked together. So there's two wheels in the front, one in the back. And I really just set my hands on these hand rests and push. You know, you kind of push opposite. So if I want to go left, I push to the right. If I want to go right, I push to the left. And that's how you steer. So you can do it with one hand, you can do it with two. It's all nice and easy. So how can you take photographs while you're riding? It's simple. Get yourself a Cat Trike Expedition rolling recliner. Sit back and enjoy the scenery. Enjoy the view. My speed days are well behind me. I'm no longer hammered. I don't really care how fast I'm going to get. I'm usually looking for a place to get to. And that's what I'm up to today. Anyways, I'm going to pull over up here. Ooh. No, I'm not. We're going to keep going. And talk about another in my line of failures. You know, I've been experimenting with some developers here, and I used one that I hadn't done before, and it was a bomb. Okay. Failure, another one. But this one doesn't feel like a total failure. I mean, it was. But I feel like I've got places to start. So, if you've known me for a while, for instance, I've mixed up my ECM chemistry from straight from chemicals, and That's not hard to do. I had a lot of chemicals left over from that, with the intent that I'd just continue to mix up new batches until I needed to order some more. But I was really only missing a couple to mix up some black and white chemistry. So I decided I would just go right ahead and do that, ordered me up some of the missing chemistry, and started right into mixing up a developer. I was trying to develop the Kodak 2238 orthochromatic separation film in its native chemistry, its recommended chemistry, which is D96. D96 is the chemistry that is used when developing black and white cinema film, movie film, motion picture film. If you actually do some Googling and checking things out, films like, hold on here, I got to cross a road, Gravel, Iowa, that's how we roll around here. So, there we go. So, if you Google, you'll see that films like Verania P30, the recommended developer is D96, at least that's what Verania tested. The recommended film or recommended developer for this Eastman 2238 is D96. And also, the recommended developer for Kodak XX is D96. A lot of people don't know that, because they can develop it in just about anything. But they're technically motion picture films, and most motion picture films are developed in D96. Okay, that's just a variation of a Kodak developer. The developer itself is very similar to D76, your basic standard developer that's like the go-to that almost everybody uses at some point. And it really has almost all the exact same ingredients, just a few different ratios. So metal and hydroquinone and a few others, which I'm going to not remember while I'm writing here, and that's okay. But essentially, there's one extra ingredient. I think it's potassium bromide that is in there in a small amount, and then the ratios of D70 of hydroquinone, and I'm probably not even pronouncing that right, and metal are different than they are in D76. So it's pretty straightforward stuff. And I had all the ingredients, so let's mix up a batch, you know. And I've taken the recipe itself directly from Kodak, and there we go, directly from Kodak's recommendation for 1 liters. I mean, they published it on their information about how to develop. Oh, a whole bunch of deer just crossed right in front of me. Too late to get a picture of them, they're too far away as well. But hey, that just means you got to be careful, because there might be another one. So I'm using Kodak's recipe, you know, measuring out the grams. And one of the things my issue is that I don't have the right scale. Get rid of this character. So, this is asking for things like 0.4 of a gram, and 1.5 grams, and 4.5 grams, and my scale only measures in flat grams. So I think that might be one of my problems right there. So anyways, I measured it out, mixed it up. You know, I've done this a few dozen times. I know how to mix chemistry and whatnot. I've seen examples of what this chemical looks like. Everything looked fine. I felt good about it. Loaded up my 2238 in my Patterson tank and decided I would use the developing time for XX. I found it on Massive Development Chart, Massive Dev Chart, and And I think it had it at 7 minutes, and that seemed reasonable to me. So decided that's what I would use as my developing time. And loaded my chemistry, did my developing, got a whole bunch of people coming right at me and they're not paying any attention. So yeah, I'm not going to get over because somebody's not paying attention to me. I'll make them pay attention anyway. So I do my development, and when I empty the developer back into the container, it came back very dark, almost black. I was like, well, that doesn't seem right. You know, I would maybe expect a little bit of stuff to come off in the films in the developer, but usually not. Oh, well, that seemed odd. So went on with my rinse and stop and fix and all of that, and emptied the tank, and lo and behold, I have a roll of film that has the faintest of faint images on it. In addition, all of the edge markings are gone. I mean, for all practical purposes, it's a blank roll of film. Little on the yellowish side, which indicates some fixing things going on there. But I've also read that this film really should be fixed for about 10 minutes to totally clear it. So that seemed reasonable to me there. But I was kind of bummed for a minute. The fact that, you know, hey, here's a roll of film that I've got plenty of images on there that I would love to have seen. I doubt that I'll even be able to get anything if I scan them. I mean, I can see them. I can make them out. Okay, that was a fun little group of people with their Elton John blasting. So anyways, there's just nothing on there. I mean, like I said, I can make it out, and I kind of remembered what I took on the film. And I'm just disappointed because it just burned through. Don't really know what actually happened there. I've got some thoughts. I am going to really start over on that one, though. Going to completely remix the chemicals. I'm going to get myself a better scale that I can measure those smaller amounts. And we'll go from there. So yeah, there's so many variables in there that I got to kick around, that I got to tear apart with this D96 for the 2238. Probably going to take me several rolls before I get that figured out. But you know what? That's what's fun. That's why we do it. You know, at least that's why I do it. I'm looking for things like that, things that are fun like that. You know, that's a challenge. That's something that makes it interesting to me. So, fail, nah, starting place, that's the way I look at it. Okay, we are back. And pedaling through a little traffic here. Trying to get around a few things here. And there we go. Is this guy gonna let me go? Well, they both are. Okay. All right, so we're back in the clear here. Hopefully it's not too windy. On my way to Confluence Brewing Company. Day down there. Hi. And few of my friends are down there out on their patio deck area making some homebrew beer. So I'm going to hop in and say hello to them. Maybe get a freebie. At the very least, buy a beer from my favorite Des Moines area brewery, Confluence Brewing Company. I don't know that I've mentioned it before, but maybe I have, but I'm a home brewer as well. I like to brew my own beer. I've been doing that for 25 plus, almost 30 years. So I actually enjoy that as much as anything else that I do. Maybe because I like to drink beer, but you know, I like to drink good beer, flavorful beer. Okay. So that's where I'm heading to. Then I'll probably head back home. Now then. I hope that's on the video. Video, hell, I'm lost. Hope that's on the audio. Anyways, oh man, I love being outside. Okay, I'm back. I'm now pedaling away from Confluence. Had me a couple beers, chatted with a few of my friends. All in all, had a nice little time there. Now we're gonna head back. Now then, I didn't stop and on the way down, I didn't stop and take too many photographs, just really a couple snaps. And but I spotted a few things here on the way down. Now I'm riding on a little gravel service road. Again, I think I might be having a little bit of wind getting at you. I'm sorry about that, but hey, that's how I roll, literally. So we're right up here, and I saw this old broken wheel, and I wanted to take a couple pictures of that. Now I'm shooting this, like I said, my Minolta X700 Kodak Vision 250D, which is daylight balanced cinema film. This stuff has a rim jet on it, and old and expired. I think it expired around 2000 or 1999. And we'll just see what we get up here. So I'm coming up to it right now. And it's just an old dual wheel. Looks like they had something break up here. Pulled the wheel and half the axle out, and it's just sort of sitting on its side. So I think I'm gonna take a couple pictures here of this. The cool thing is, I can ride right up to it. I don't even have to get off my bike. And I'm gonna have that lower field of view, that point of view, that perspective that you get of not standing. I mean, I'm basically sitting, the camera will be maybe 2 feet off the ground. Let's see what we got here. So actually I'm thinking I want to get the other side. But I do like that. That's pretty good right there. I want to get a little bit closer. Let's see what we got here. I'm literally riding my bike around this. Get a little bit closer and come at it from another perspective. Oh yeah, that's the shot. Oh. And that's the last shot. Okay. Fortunately, I had planned on such a thing here. The sad thing is because this is hand-rolled film, this that shot I just took, the shot, won't be there because it's all it's already exposed from when I rolled it. That's okay. I'm rewinding the film now. Let's see what we get here. You can hear that. And there we go. Now, since I knew I would probably do that, I brought me a roll of Ektar 100 with me. So let's first things first. I want to change my ISO. Let's do this. I can't really do that right now. There we go. The 250D is out. Let's put this Ektar 100 in here. You know, those of us who are film shooters and we take a film camera with us, do we always take an extra roll of film? Do you? I do. Because I'm almost certain I'm going to shoot it, even though I may not. So now let's roll up. Let's load up this X700. Let's put that in there. Pull this over here. That's there. Let's close this up. Change this ISO to 100. Ektar 100 at box speed. Come on. Nothing wrong with that. Let's advance, shoot, advance, shoot. I'm going to shoot this a couple of times here just to make sure. Oh, let's close that down a little bit. Let's shoot that at about 11. We're going to shoot this at F11. Sorry if I'm bouncing around here and my microphone is getting all fuzzy and whatnot. Okay. Let's see what we got here. Looks to be in focus. I like my composition. I've got an orange cone and these two wheels. And in the back, it says, "Our people make the difference." And the camera itself on aperture priority is telling me that it's shooting at about 125, maybe 60. If I go to F16, it's telling me that it's 60, and that's probably about right. It's really sunny out. There's not a cloud in the sky. I kind of like this, but I'm getting my mirror in here. I don't want that. Let's do this. Yeah, I probably got some stuff in that last one I didn't want. There we go. I kind of like that. Okay. So, there we go. We have taken a picture. Let's see what else is up here. I saw some heavy machinery. And, we got this thing here. Oh, we got some bulldozers. They're practically tractors. Okay. I'm going to get really close on this thing here again. Let's do this. So what I'm doing here, you may hear me talking to myself. There we go. I've got this Ektar 100 ISO. It's mostly sunny. There's some clouds. I got a cloud that's going to roll over here right now, and that's fine. And you know, when it's shooting F100, it likes sun. Ektar likes sun. The unfortunate thing is the colors are kind of muted on this little grading compaction machine that I'm looking at here. I'm going to back up here and try to get a picture of the whole thing. There's two of them. Just want to back up a little bit farther. So I'm getting both in here. Yeah, there we go. So I'm focusing and I'm playing around. You know, when you're shooting aperture priority, and you got a camera that's telling you what the shutter speed is on the inside. And I think I want just a little bit more light, a little bit slower speed. on a bright sunny day, and I'm shooting at 125 to 250 on my Minolta X700. And what's my f-stop is we're a little bit over 8, so most all this is going to be in focus. And there we go. I'm really kind of liking this shot here. I think I'm gonna do another. Let's give ourselves just a little bit more. If I shoot F16, I'm going down to about 60. And you know what? I'm good with that. Bam. Okay. You know what? Let's ride on down the trail here. I saw a few other things here I wanted to hit. And that's exactly what we're going to do. If I can get this to open up for me. All right, we are back. A couple things. Number one, a couple segments ago when I said, I hope that's on the video. Okay, well, it wasn't on the video or the audio either. I have an app that tells me about my riding, you know, how fast I'm going and all that. And it was giving me an update, and there was no update that showed up on the segment I recorded, which is too bad. I was making good time, man. Averaging about 13, 14, 15 miles an hour. And everything was grand, and I was sounding good. And, of course, I didn't capture that. So now, that's okay. That's all right. So, as I said before, I was snapping some photos back there. You heard me sitting here and looking at it. And that's basically kind of how I roll. I sit and I'll look through the lens, look through the viewfinder, really kind of consider what I'm looking at. Now, sometimes I don't. A lot of times I just snapshot it, and that's cool. It's very much me. But I was looking at this, and I was like, you know, I need to kind of get this around. So you heard me, I rode around this wheel and the cone a couple of times, and found what it is I wanted to take a picture of. And that was the main thing on my way down here. That's like the main thing I saw that I wanted to get a picture of. And I got it. And there's a few other things I saw while I was there. Well, here's another dude riding a cat track. No. Hey, there we go. You know, the people who ride recumbent bikes, it's a good group of people. Very similar to the film photography and the homebrewing community. We all love each other, right? Just like our photography friends, our film photography friends. Come on, man. You're out doing your thing. We all love each other. Well, same with people riding recumbent trikes, you know. Most of us are fat old white guys like me. And some of us are others. And now I just saw something here I need to take a photograph of. Okay, so in the middle of the road here, apparently they had some sort of half marathon or 5K this morning. In the middle of the road, they've got 4 tables just sitting here. No one's using them. There's no one around. And there's these 4 tables sitting in the middle of the road. So, of course, I had to take a picture of that. I don't even know what I was talking about. You know, that's how it is, I suppose, with all of us. And this happens to me not even when I'm actually out doing photography, but when I am just out doing anything. You know, I still kind of always have that eye. It's really come on to me strong here in the last year or two. And it's the eye of looking at things that you want to take a picture of. Hopefully, you've got a camera that you want to use. Or you've at least got a camera that you can use to take a picture with. Sometimes it's only your cell phone, and that's cool too. Oh, see? Okay. My app is just telling me that I've ridden 10 miles today. Okay, it's cool. You didn't hear that, and that's unfortunate. But anyways, so you know, you're riding along and you see something you want to take a photograph of, or walking or driving or whatever, and all that. So, you know, you have that eye of these things that you want to see. Whether it's, you know, your only camera is your cell phone, and I'm down with cell phone photography. I love it. It may be a digital. You may have your favorite film camera with you. That's fantastic. But I've kind of noticed that I just sort of see things now all the time. I'm like, yeah, I'd love to take a picture of that. Most of the time I don't have any camera with me. Or I've only got my cell phone and I'm saying to myself, yeah, I would really much rather take this on film in black and white or something like that. And that's okay. You know, your opportunity to take a photograph is there all the time. But you're the only one who can take that photograph. You're the only one who can see it. You're the only one who can create it. Okay. Got some people coming behind me here. Gotcha. Okay. Just got past. We got a couple people coming through. A little bit of some traffic. I got across the road. We'll let these cars go through. And there we go. I'm not going to get hit by a car today. This is awesome. Okay, so I was talking about, you know, taking those photographs, seeing that with your eye, knowing what you want to take a picture of, or seeing something that intrigues you enough to want to photograph it. And as I was saying, you're the only one who can capture what it is that you see. Whatever kind of camera you have, it's yours, and you're the only one who can use that tool to capture your vision. Now, I know that sounds kind of hokey. You know, your vision. Have me start talking all artsy-fartsy. And that's not what I mean. I mean, you're one person. Your art is whatever it is you create. However you create it, in whatever manner, whatever tools you use. Now it looks like I get a stop and note crossing here, which is cool. You know, so that's why it's important that, and I'll say as an artist, that you get out and create. However you go about doing it. If it's riding your bike to look for things to take photographs of, do it. If it's busy intersection here, what do you think? You know, but if it's taking pictures of the items and trinkets in your house or selfies of yourself, whatever you've got, whatever it is that is part of your vision, you're the only person who can do that. You know, even if your thing is that you've seen pictures that other people have taken and your decision is to go out and try to recreate those or emulate or hell, even copy, I don't care. Take the picture. Get out there and do it. That's what's important. Your vision as an artist, and yes, you're an artist, is to create. How you go about doing it, you know, whether it's a camera or painting or drawing, maybe you're just planting a garden, or maybe you're just writing something. I don't know, and I don't really care. The fact that you're creating something as an individual means the world to me. And I'm always talking about sharing it, tagging it, and all that. Do that. I mean, we all need to see that. We all need to hear that. We all need to know. That's sort of what makes it good to be alive, right? So, coming up the hill here. And I have to pedal probably more than I really want to. So, I'm going to take a break here. Hold on. Okay. So, I've caught my breath. I've got a long uphill ride of about 3 miles on some gentle grade here. So, I'm going to wind this thing down. I want to say again, as always, thanks to everybody who's listening. Thanks for your contributions, your messages, your notes, your emails, your voicemails on the Instagram, but on the Anchor app. And as always, tag your photos on Instagram with Box of Cameras. And I'll share them. I'll at least see them and like them. And trust me, that's important for all of us to share our work. With that, though, I'm going to wind it down. I'm going to be on recording Negative Positives with Mike Gutterman and Jason Konopinski tomorrow evening. And I'm really looking forward to that. It's going to be fun. I'm going to have a good time. And we'll see what happens. So, looking forward to that. Hopefully you all get a chance to listen to that podcast as well. Trust me, I know that if you're a podcast listener of film photography, the fact that you filtered yourself all the way down to mine, trust me, I appreciate it. But I know that you've listened to a lot of others before you got to me. So, with that, I'm going to wind it down because I'm going to get out of breath here for the next 3 miles. You folks have yourselves a great day, a great weekend. Get out there and shoot. Tag, share, and enjoy. Bye.